This is Wyatt Cieselka for TW Now. Regular viewers of our live program might be asking the question, what happened to the show this week? Where did they go? Sure enough, we won't be live this week or next. We have pre-recorded this message to explain why. God commanded 7 annual holy days throughout the year, 2 in the spring, 1 in the summer, and 4 in the fall, including the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. These can all be found in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Today, October 5th, 2017, is the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, a commanded holy day. Members of the Living Church of God from all over the world have traveled to specially selected sites to worship God on this day and for the 6 subsequent days of the Feast of Tabernacles. Then, on the 8th day, we will be observing the final holy day of God's sacred calendar, the Last Great Day. Please visit our website at tomorrowsworld.org and search Holy Days to find out more. We do plan to be back here live in 2 weeks on October the 19th. For now, we would like to do a special rebroadcast of one of our Tomorrow's World webcasts from last year. It was entitled, The Feast Starts Today. Please enjoy this short webcast about the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles by Tomorrow's World presenter, Mr. Rod McNair. And we'll see you again live on TW Now right here in 2 weeks.
When I was just a boy, my family used to take an annual trip every fall. It was a really exciting time. We'd load up the car and head out as the leaves were just beginning to fall. My friends at school were envious that I could actually take a whole week out for vacation right when they were in school. We'd get to our destination, unpack the car, and plan out our week. I also had friends who took the same trip, so it was exciting meeting up with them again. I was just a kid, so looking for fun things to do with my siblings and my friends was a major source of entertainment. Just being out of school for a week was the best part. And we'd usually find something fun to do, like go go-karting or swimming or playing baseball. My parents would even give us a little spending money to buy something special for ourselves or each other. It was the best of times. What a great time we had, building lifelong memories. Where was this magical place? What annual event could prove to be so pivotal and memorable in the life of a young boy? It was called the Feast of Tabernacles. Don't worry if you don't know what I'm talking about. None of my teachers did either. They would give me a quizzical look when I'd hand in my request for excused absence for a whole week, just 1 month into the school year. The Feast of Tabernacles. Those words are strange to most people's ears because most have learned to keep holidays, not holy days. Let's face it, the holidays that most people observe really just grew out of pagan traditions. Just Google the origins of Halloween or Christmas or Easter, and you'll find that out. You probably know it already. It's really common knowledge. The holy days that I'm talking about are special days that Jesus Christ and his disciples observed and taught about. Notice I didn't say Jewish holy days. No, God's holy days that Christ kept. And he's the Savior of all mankind. Are we not to follow the example of the one we know to be our Savior and King? The Feast of Tabernacles is one of the feast days that are introduced to us in the Holy Bible. The Feast of Tabernacles is a 7-day period for families to come together to worship and to fellowship. And kids have a lot of fun too. By the way, Bible prophecy says that someday everyone in the whole world will observe the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. It will be an observance kept by everyone. Zechariah 14:16 says this, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." That's powerful testimony. The Feast of Tabernacles begins this year on October 17th. That's the day this webcast is scheduled to run. We'll be observing the Feast of Tabernacles starting October 17th. How about you? If you'd like to find out more about these days and observe them for yourselves, check out our website at tomorrowsworld.org and read the booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. If you want to get in touch with a minister to understand how you can keep these feast days with us, contact us through our website or at facebook.com/tomorrowsworld.